Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, January 23rd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. In an interview with the Polish press agency over the weekend, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki promised that unacceptable delays by Germany would not stop Ukraine or Ukraine's strongest allies. The remarks came after a meeting of NATO and defense leaders at Germany's Ramstein Air Base failed to garner German approval for transferring German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Morawiecki had harsh words for German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, saying that Germany was putting economic interests and lucrative contracts with Russia above the lives of Ukrainian people. Germany's stance appears to be softening somewhat, with German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock quoted on Sunday by Reuters saying the country would not stand in the way if Poland sent its Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine without prior approval from Germany. Poland has granted temporary protection to nearly 940,000 Ukrainians fleeing their country in the wake of Russia's invasion, according to data recently released by Eurostat, the EU's statistics agency. As of the end of November 2022, Poland had provided temporary protection to a total of 939,865 Ukrainians, more than any other country in the EU. Among member states for which data are available, Germany ranks second with just over 900,000 Ukrainians with protected status, while Spain was third with over 153,000. In the month of November alone, Poland granted temporary protection to over 40,000 Ukrainians, according to the Eurostat data. Temporary protection is used in the event of a mass influx of displaced persons from third countries who are unable to return to their country of origin. Magdalena defeated Caroline Garcia of France in two sets early this morning to advance to the quarterfinals at the Australian Open. Hubert Hurkacz and Iga Świątek are both out of the tournament after losing their fourth-round matches on Sunday, leaving Linette as the only remaining Polish competitor. Hurkacz was defeated following a tense match with Sebastian Korda of the U.S., while Iga Świątek shocked many in the tennis world by losing in two sets to Elena Rybakina of Kazakhstan. Linette, the last pole standing, will face off against Karolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic tomorrow. The Polish men's handball team went out with style last night at Tauron Arena in Krakow after defeating Iran 26-22 to end both teams' World Cup adventures. The White and Reds had already lost their chance to advance to the quarterfinals of the 2023 IHF Men's World Championships after losing to Spain last week. Still, the win against Iran gives Poland a fourth-place finish in their current group, meaning they will finish between 14th and 16th place overall. The tournament, which is jointly hosted by Poland and Sweden, will run until January 29th, with quarterfinals and one semifinals match set to be hosted at Ergo Arena in Gdańsk. Local residents are being warned of traffic delays and difficulties for drivers traveling from Kashubia to Gdańsk Brzeszcz due to planned detours on Ulica Budowlana. Starting today at 11 a.m., traffic on Ulica Budowlana from PKM Matarnia to the so-called turbine roundabout in Gdańsk Kokoszki will be restricted to one-way traffic only in the direction of Kashubia. Drivers going in the direction of Brzeszcz and Słowackiego Street will need to use detours via Ulica Nowatów, Kartuska, or the Tri-City Bypass. The reconstruction of a 1.5-kilometer section of the road from Słowackiego to Nowatorów, which began last autumn, is expected to last until next September. The traffic modifications will also affect public transport. For more information and a complete list of changes, visit us online at radiogdańsk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with very little chance of snow and a light breeze coming in from the northeast. Temperatures will stay close to freezing, with a high around 1 degree centigrade, or 33 degrees Fahrenheit, and a low of negative 3 degrees centigrade, or 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for more snow later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.